And we'll start the meeting. You want to? Okay. Public comment.
What a terrific road we're going to have.
What Marina.
Sidewalks we have.
Marina,
what terrific observationists we have in Lorena.
It looks like it's on the home stretch.
It is.
Can you give us an update?
It is. Well, they, as you may know, they were able to put down asphalt today.
Because it didn't rain, yeah.
Yeah, that was a happy surprise.
Yeah.
So the last bit of binder is going down tomorrow. And then they should be starting the top coat on Wednesday. And that should take 3 days. They should do 3,000 feet a day. And I'm just getting ready to write my impassioned plea entitled, "Don't You Be That Person That Tries to Drive on the New Top Coat."
How long is it? So
are you going to let us know more specifically what our options are with the top coat?
Are we going to city the night before?
How long does it take to drive? Do you know that?
I think you said 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
But what we don't want is people coming out of their driveways. So driving on it when it's suitably dry is a good thing. We don't want people coming out of their driveways and then cranking their wheels, because that then digs into the new asphalt. So the important part is to be out of your driveway and not plan on making any turns in and out.
On which days?
Jane, for you, it's Wednesday.
It's this coming Wednesday.
Day after tomorrow.
Okay. As long as people know, a few hours is not a big deal, you know.
I better tell the man who was coming here to work that he can't come.
Yes, that would be excellent, Jane. Good thinking. So they will probably ask you to stay out of your driveway like they have for all of the other paving from 7 a.m. until 4.
Ron has to get to New York for a doctor's appointment that day. How does he do it?
He stays in an apartment in the city overnight.
Or you move your car down to the church and walk down, if he can do that. That's what I did a couple weeks ago when I had to go out of town.
Oh, really?
I just parked at the church and then walked
at the church. It was okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Or he leaves before 7 a.m.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's likely. That means I can't get out and I have to cancel the guy I just moved from tomorrow to Wednesday.
Well,
raining out here too.
That's why I'm not there in person.
It's almost done.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. We've come too far to not have a perfectly beautiful road when it's all said and done by the end of the week.
Lorena, what's the deal with the going on the Piermont line? That stuff. Is that also on the home stretch, or we don't know?
That is. And that's they're really making great progress there. The culvert is installed under the road, and it's big. And then now what they're doing is they're just doing, you know, finishing work to tie it in. And then they have some walls that they have to put in so people don't fall off the sidewalk into the culvert. And then next week, they're going to be digging for the curbs, probably Wednesday and Thursday. Next Monday, they hope to have the curbs put in because, you know, from there to like the first couple of houses along River Road, no work has been done for sidewalk or curb.
Yeah, right.
The drainage is in, but they still need to prepare for the curb. And they hope to have the curb installed next Monday. And then after that, the sidewalk, and then they can get the milling people to come back and just mill that section and pave it and do all of that, hopefully at once.
Wait, I've got to ask you a question again, seriously. Wednesday is a problem for us. What do you want Ron to do to be able to get into the city? It's Tuesday, we're going to be in the city Tuesday is tomorrow. We're spending the night in the city.
Perfect.
Then help you in the city Wednesday.
Don't come home.
No.
Sorry?
I better look.
Stay overnight.
Lorena, can I call you on the phone when I figure this out?
Yes, you absolutely, you most certainly may.
I'm not sure I understand exactly what it is we're supposed to do. I'd rather talk on the phone.
You just can't take your car out of your driveway Wednesday morning for much of the day Wednesday. So you got to make other plans for Wednesday.
From 7 to 4.
We have a meeting okay. Wednesday morning. We schedule it. We have a department.
Well, they're not going to get this far. Lorena, how far do you think they'll get?
3,000. Well, they plan to do 3,000 feet.
Oh, you may have to reset. Yeah,
starting at which end?
The next week.
At the
Piermont end.
The one end? What end are they starting at?
Our end. Our end, Jane. Our end.
Okay.
Anybody else have any public comments?
We never have any public comments again.
No, we still have three other public people here.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, after this meeting.
Approval of the boards. Joe, you want me? Did you look at them, Joe? Or you want me to just?
Yes. No. I did. I did look at the warrants. I mean, the vouchers you're talking about.
Yes, the vouchers.
Yes, I looked at the vouchers, and Jonathan's had the work done on the trail. I see that. And so I move that we approve the vouchers as they've been submitted.
Okay. Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Mayor, I just wanted to let everybody know that we are over the budget for the parks by $3,000 this year.
Yes.
Where would you like me to take money from?
Take it from our salaries. Why don't we discuss that offline?
Okay.
Because I have to see where we're doing okay. Oh,
we have 15,000 in contingency.
So take it out of contingency.
Okay.
We need a resolution.
Motion. Somebody want to make that motion?
I move that we take $3,000 out of the contingency fund for parks.
Second.
Second.
Favor.
Aye.
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 Resolution to approve application of the 2022 Justice Court Assistance Program grant as prepared by the Justice Court Clerk.
I don't see this.
That's the first one. Resolution.
Oh, it's a resolution. Yeah, but what?
Resolve the Board of Trustees.
But what's the report? Where's the report?
It's a grant application.
Oh, it's a grant
application.
Okay.
It's a recurring grant that we've
got it.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, I'll read the resolution. Resolved that the Board of Trustees of the Village of Grandview and Hudson authorizes the Grandview and Hudson Justice Court to apply for a JCAP grant in the 22-23 grant cycle up to $15,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 4-5, resolution to approve the warrant for uncollected taxes as amended. We're dropping the item on line 33. Resolve that the clerk treasurer is hereby authorized and directed to transmit said warrant to Rockland County Commissioner of Finance on or before November 1st, 2022. Second.
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 Aye.
Those who are listening in, this is, if you don't pay your taxes, then the county collects your taxes. And they give us the money, and then they collect the taxes from you.
How do they do that?
What do you mean, how do they do that?
They send a bill out in January.
They send a couple of guys to break your legs.
It's re-levied.
I know. I wanted to know how much pressure
it's re-levied on the January county tax
bill. Oh, it goes on the county tax bill. So if you didn't pay, $3,000, then you get hit with a penalty, but you owe it to the county. The county makes us whole for the $3,000.
Oh, they do?
And they put it on your tax bill. So then you're delinquent to the county, which is worse than being delinquent to us.
Right. They listed in the newspaper.
Yes, yes. Right. We don't. Or so we passed that resolution. Discussion or on review of tax traffic violation fine schedule. Joe, is that you?
I would assume that's me, but I think that what we wanted to do was make our fines more in line with what Piermont was charging.
No. No, the problem is not ours. The problem is evidently when we were part of the South Nyack Grandview Police Department, they charged the same fees for parking in Grandview based on the fee schedule of South Nyack, which is substantially less. Our local law, vehicle and traffic local law, which covers parking and abandoned and so on, it's obstructions, is $250 per violation. What they have on the appearance ticket is what South Nyack used to charge, which was $25 for a first violation. All we have to do is tell Piermont to use our number, which is the legal number, which is $250. And they have to just put that on their
tickets.
Oh, okay. So all
we don't have to take any action.
So all this, there's a whole list of.
That's all wrong. That should never
be. Should they all be $250?
Yes. Our local law says all the violations of that local law are $250. No first offense, second offense, third offense. Every violation is $250. Which is quite a difference in money that we've been losing over the years.
Well, then, if we don't need a resolution, we should just tell the chief that that's what we
just
need
to
do.
Just tell the chief to change the ticket and give him a copy of the local law.
Okay, who's going to talk to the chief?
I can talk to the chief tomorrow. All right, no, Julie, let Julie. Julie can take care of that.
Okay, good. Another thing going. Mayor's report.
Well, before we move away from the police issues, can I ask if we've been paid monies from South Nyack so that we can get those electronic signs for speeding on River Road? We're supposed to receive like $35,000.
$39,000.
Yeah.
The money they owe us. The $35,000.
Yeah, $39,000. 35?
Yeah.
I thought it was 39.
They owe us 35,000. It's on a sheet here. Really.
Because we did investigate those signs, and the chief of Piermont was gracious in giving us the quotations and the numbers where to get them. And so I think they were a little over $5,000 a piece.
It's a 35,079, something like that.
Those are the signs that were
542.90.
Those are the signs that reported the speeding information to
the
web.
Okay, but the big question now is how do we collect this money?
From Marianne. She should have it. I'm sorry, 35,979.15.
I told you there was a 79 in there.
We have the whole list that she sent us. Months ago.
Okay, Julie, you're the charger. You talk to Mary Ann. Sure. We really need the money right away. And if necessary, I'll call Teresa. Because it's been a long time they go to something.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of old money, where are we with FEMA? Don't they owe us a ton of money?
Yes, and I'm working on that. I just recently got the last money from 2020.
Right.
I just got the last $900 they owed us from that.
Well, do we want to, I guess right now is not a good time, but after the election, maybe I can talk to
Senator. Camp it up a little bit. Yeah,
I'll talk to Senator Melnick. See if he can help, because it's crazy that they're 2 years behind on money they're sitting and collecting interest.
They've already got the money.
The state has
the state, money. Yeah.
Yeah, the state got the money up front.
Okay, you keep working on it, but right after the election, if we haven't gotten any money yet, let me know and I'll talk to our senator. This is absurd. We'll have another FEMA disaster before they pay us.
The password is correct. Tell me the password on the meeting, but not correct.
What, the 151 River?
86. No, the password for the meeting.
151.
Oh, it's just 151. The meeting is just 151. Okay, Joe, do you have anything to report?
At this time, we're a little closer to straightening out some of the issues with the backlog of tickets for the court. And that's something that I want to discuss with you tomorrow. Doris and I have been engaged in speaking with an attorney to act as our prosecutor.
Turn your microphone off.
And we're just trying to work out the particulars, and we should be able to finish this maybe towards the end of next week or towards the end of this week or next week. So that's really all I have to say about that. And I have really nothing else to report.
Okay. Jonathan asked, wait, Julie, is that microphone off?
Yes.
And why are we getting feedback? Oh. Can everybody, if you're not speaking, you mute?
What?
Mute. All right, I have to go, everybody. I'm sorry, but I have to leave the meeting.
Okay.
See you later, Joe.
I don't know if I can mute people.
Is that better?
Maybe. Okay, Jonathan has asked about if we need a resolution to get a survey done because he's concerned about the property line. Right.
We already did.
We already did it last month.
He's concerned about what?
We do have it. About
I spoke at length to Jonathan about this.
Okay.
But this is my report.
Okay, Catherine.
You know, trying to get this grant project underway has been very difficult. And part of it is because there's nobody in charge. You know, we don't have a manager for this project. And we spent a lot of time dealing with this wall issue, which, and as we stand now, it looks as if, you know, it's a complicated thing. That, you know, my idea and Bart Rohde also is that we should go ahead with the other elements of the project before the weather gets too bad to do anything.
Yeah,
I mean, we have to show good faith that we're operating, you know, but I can't seem to get anything going.
I think one of the problems we had was the proposal that we got from the engineer.
I talked to him about that.
Was way out of line.
Right.
And we were going to, I don't know who was going to talk to him to reduce his proposal, because I don't think the state's going to approve $15,000 on 100.
Are you talking about Bart Rohde?
Yes.
Well, that's because Bart Rohde was operating under the impression that this was a $250,000 grant. I don't know, but this is what I'm saying. There's nobody managing this project. I can't really manage it because I'm not equipped to figure out what needs to be done. Jonathan doesn't think we need an engineer.
We do.
So I don't even know where to start.
Technical
track. Right. So I'm not even sure where to start in terms of organizing, like to get a drainage piece done. I mean, how do I even do that?
Right. That's what the engineer does.
But we haven't hired the engineer. Well, then Jonathan said he didn't think we needed an engineer. But if we could hire Bart, he'll give us he'll give us a fair fee. He didn't, you know.
Why don't we get, can you call him?
Yeah,
and tell him the job is only.
But he needs to know. But he needs to know what the parameters of the job are, and they keep changing, and that's part of the problem.
But yeah, we're not.
Julie, could you just talk to Bart tomorrow? Find out what he needs. If you need to get Jonathan on the phone.
I think the biggest. I think the biggest part of his cost was engineering that wall. The wall is not on our property.
I know.
We cannot pay.
Well, I've discussed this with Jonathan. Jonathan wants another survey.
So I'm just saying.
Why do we want to do another? They said it's definitely not.
It's Dow survey. He gave us the survey. Why
the Dow survey shows the walls on his
right. Property. Yes, yes. If you'd like to see it, I have.
What about Morse?
I brought it with you because she also raising questions about the wall.
She has a different survey.
Morse did not give us a survey.
No, I believe you. I want to see the survey, but if the wall is on Dow's,
it was done for Dow. Why do we need no survey? He knows it's on his property.
And why is he for years been after us to repair it?
Because he said you put it there.
Yeah, but that's not the same as
right.
But that doesn't mean okay. That why don't you talk to what's his name to Barbara with everything but the wall?
Okay.
Now you may ask, what is everything but the wall? I'll send you a
drainage.
Yeah, well, it's about three items. I'll send you a recap of what those items are.
Okay.
Well,
legally, does it matter who put it there? It's on his property.
It's on his property. If we put it there, we shouldn't have. So let's not compound the element.
Right. Good. Okay.
And apparently, according to Barr, it would eat up most of the grant if we use the grant for that.
Yes.
So we should move forward with that.
So that's what I wanted to know.
To define the project as everything except the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine, is that all of your report, or is this, we have a beautiful sign up?
Yeah, the sign is beautiful.
I think at some point we have to do something official, because I was thinking about Lorena and what a spectacular job she's done as a volunteer of the road, but we also, Jill Califf did a spectacular job, put in countless hours on Village Hall, and we have to find a way to recognize all that she did, maybe with a plaque in Village Hall.
That would be nice. Maybe we could honor them at the Christmas party.
Yeah. The holiday party.
Sorry, the holiday party, which, we'll talk about next month.
Yes. Jane, do you have a report?
Not really. Been no problems reported to me anyway.
So I skipped my report. My report is mostly, I think I've mostly been absorbed with road stuff.
I can't understand anything you
said. I said, I've mostly been absorbed with the road. And people are criticizing, complaining, sometimes, justifiable complaints and criticisms. The frustrating part of it is that a lot of villagers have never really understood that it's not our road. It's not our, it's not our curbs, that the strip along on the west side that for decades many of them thought was theirs is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have very little say in any of this. But basically, I think Joe's not on anymore, but over the last 17 years, have worked closely with them to shepherd this along and have very good relations with them. But we have no leverage with them. It is theirs to do with as they please.
Right.
And in the end, what we're getting out of it is we're getting a brand new road, a brand new water main, a brand new gas thing, something like, I think, 7 cutoff valves in case there's a problem with the brand new water main. Some people have said to me, well, the road's going to be narrower. But when you go back in history, when we first, from the beginning, when we discussed this, the only way to make the road wider and comply with federal regulations would have been to take land on the uphill side. And the county was loath to do that. We were loath to do that because it meant people would have to dismantle retaining walls, plantings, cutouts. They would have lost 3 or 4 or 5 feet of their property all on the mountainside because there's no way to do it on the riverside. And the county wanted to avoid that at all costs.
Yes.
So the road is a little narrower than we'd love it to be, but it also appears narrower because you have a curb on both sides. So that said, that's why those decisions were made. Why we decided not to go for a wider road and disturb half the residents, of the, more than half the residents of the village, because I think more than half the residents live uphill. Because there are a lot of double and triple properties on that side. So we're doing the best we can. Lorena's been a tremendous help in communication.
She sure has. Candor,
Randy. We couldn't have done this without Lorena.
And and they actually, the final effort, after the next few days and the paving is done, then they're going to do all the remedial work they have to do on people's steps, driveways, things like that. I think today they fixed the problem on Station Lane.
They regraded Station
Lane. Yeah, they regraded Station Lane so people don't have to bottom out getting down that. And there's only one house I know that's still having a driveway problem, but there are a few step problems on the riverside where people have big drop-offs on steps going down. And all that's going to be fixed. And then it'll be done.
Wow.
There were complaints about bicyclists on the sideway. I think once the road is paved, that problem's going to go away. And we're also going to put this, we passed the law forbidding it except for little children on tricycles. We found out that one of the reasons the cyclists were on the sidewalk is because the flagmen were telling them to go on the sidewalk, but they meant to get around the work. But the bicyclists, once they were up on the sidewalk,
they liked
just
it.
Stayed on it. So, but I think there's something wrong with anybody who wants a bike on this road condition. But on the other hand, you know, you watch competitions and they go on cobblestone. But that's mainly what's vexed me the last few weeks.
What does the sign say at the entrance? It's something about, I thought it was that people had to dismount.
The sign that says basically should dismount through the construction zones and walk.
And I've never seen anyone dismount.
No, but I have seen them stop, you know, until the flagman releases them.
Yes.
But yes, they should dismount. It's just, you know, you've lived here long enough, you know, that cyclists don't.
And the workers don't want to be policemen either, you know.
Right. The workers don't want to be policemen, and we can't afford the police to have policemen stationed at either end of the road during working hours. Anyway, that's my report. Is there an attorney's report?
Just a resolution changing the November meeting.
Oh, okay.
You want to do that on the 14th or the 28th? What's better for
Let's
everybody?
Go with the 14th. Okay, motion to move the meeting from the 21st to the 14th.
14.
I move that we move the next meeting from the November 1st to November 14th.
November 14th. I don't know that I will be able to make that. I'll have to check.
Second. Catherine?
Second.
All in favor?
Catherine, second to you?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Any other new business anyone wishes to bring before the board?
Yes, I'd like to know if I can have off on Friday.
Yes.
You have a big wedding.
She has a big wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Is Megan?
Yes, Megan Benning.
Oh. Megan was a classmate of my daughter. And my daughter wasn't invited. I'm just joking.
I think it's failed the list.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all for coming.